ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Oh, we got the Rocky music?
The production element there was darn good. Hopefully the segment will be half as good. All right, let's welcome him on. Our buddy, Paul Jolovitz. You know him as Jolly.
Jolly!
He joins us right now on the Midday Show to talk about my take yesterday about Jason Kelce. Jolly, how are we doing today?
We're doing great, buddy. How are you?
Jolly, I am doing great. Excited to talk to you. Hope you've been well. All right, Jolly, in case anyone missed it yesterday, I said I think the Eagles should give Jason Kelce a deadline to make his decision here. And I said it, you know, a week from yesterday, a couple days before the start of the new league year, to give Howie and the front office time to figure out their salary cap situation, their plan for free agency. And it sounds, Jolly, like you don't think they should do that.
I think it's ridiculous to even think about doing that. Why are you giving an all-time great who's never going to put you in a bad position, understands the cap, understands the timing, and you're going to give him some deadline like you're coming down on him? No way, no how.
So, Jolly, the idea would be that they'd have to know. So what if he's not ready to tell them by next week?
First of all, Joe, I think in reality, I think they know whether he's going to retire or not. I think he's through back channels or through front channels communicated to them which way he's leaning. I mean, life's about uncertainty. He deserves the time to take all the time he needs, not some artificial date the Eagles put on it, to decide whether to retire. What if he retires because they put this date on him and he says, all right, I'm gone, and then he decides to come back?
Yeah.
What do they do? That? Just let him sign with another team?
Well, let's play Hold on. Jolly, let's play it out, because I think what you're saying may be right, but let's go under the premise he doesn't know yet, right? Like if they know already, then they know. Let's go under the premise that they don't know yet, and there's waiting, right? They're waiting for him to say, I'm in or I'm out. How are they going to approach free agency if they don't know if they have to allocate $15 million and they don't know if they need an offensive lineman?
Part of life's about uncertainty, Joe. You can't create certainty where there is none. Yeah. If he's not sure whether he wants to retire, you're artificially creating that, and it can be upset by the apple cart later if he changes his mind. So obviously it can create a little bit of a problem salary cap-wise if he does that. But remember, he knows, Joe. I've known Jason Kelce since his first day in the locker room 11 years ago, and I've never seen a player love the Eagles more than Jason Kelce. He understands the optics of this. He understands everything about it. He's not going to put the Eagles in a bad position where he does one thing and then turns his back and does the other. I just don't think he'd do that, so why do it to him? It's a terrible look. It's a terrible optic. It's a terrible everything.
So I don't think he would intentionally do it, but Jolly, there's a chance he doesn't know. I mean, like that, right? Like he may not know yet. Deadlines spur action. So Jolly, I'm just curious. If he doesn't know next week and you say to him, okay, take all the time you need, are you not going to fill the offensive line spot in free agency?
Sure I am. But then if he comes and says I'm not retiring, I'll address it at that point.
But you've hurt the team then. But Jolly, you've hurt the team then. Let's say you spend $12 million on a guard. So then Kelce says, I'm back in. Now you have Kelce back and you have to sit Cam Jurgens next year? A second round pick?
Well, then you do that, Joe. I mean, that's what you have to do in life. You have to be adaptable to situations.
Adaptable.
You have a deep offensive line. You can't make him decide. You can't create anything in Jason Kelce. You're turning him into the villain here.
No villain.
Ridiculous.
Jolly, this is a business. What do you mean villain? Like, they've got to know
because
if they have to move on or not.
He's one of the great players in the history of the franchise. He was all pro this year. Oh, and now, because he's not sure he's going to retire, you got to let him get all the time he wants. I mean, he's not going to screw you. That's my main premise. He is not going to screw you. He understands everything about this. He's not going to put the Eagles in a bad spot. And if he does, you got to be ready to deal with it, Howie Roseman. But I don't think that's going
to
happen.
So because he's a great player and a great Eagle, he gets to dictate this whole thing?
Absolutely.
A little bit. A little bit.
But that could hurt the team. Like, you're okay. I just want to make sure I understand your purpose. You're okay with the team potentially being hurt for next season to accommodate his timeline?
No, I'm not going to put some ridiculous phrase that your hot take leaves on it hurting the team. No.
Wait a second. Jolly, if he decides in August, if that's the day he makes his decision, and he's in, right, and everyone will be happy, and they have spent a first-round pick or used free agency money on another player, that hurt the team because that means there's a pick or a free agent they didn't get, and they used the resource the other way.
Well, that's life, Joe.
Jolly, it's not life.
Your hot take is not life.
Jolly,
this is life.
Jolly, this is football, man. Jolly, like, they have to make a decision. They have to make decisions here, Jolly. I don't understand why you don't realize this. Like, they have to build a football team.
Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely absurd.
Jolly, what's
Jason
more?
Jason Kelce has the right. You're turning a great career into an optical joke, and it's a joke in itself.
What do you mean? Don't the Eagles have the right to know who's on their team and who's not?
Then they can let him go. Let him start with another team. They have that option. They always have that option.
Right. So that's the point. By this week or next week, wherever the date is, right before free agency, they say, Jason, do you want to play for us? If he says yes, he's the center next season. If he says I don't know or no, they move on. Like, to hold the Eagles hostage because he's a great player is ridiculous.
I think to say he's holding the Eagles hostage is
Jolly, that's your scenario. I'm trying to avoid that situation by saying, Jason, this is the day we need to know. Your situation, Jolly, that's the hostage part.
No.
Hold on a second, Jolly. Jolly, hold on a second. If we get to the first round of the draft and they don't know if he's playing or not, they have to make a decision. There's a first-round center in this draft. I don't know if they would take him or not, but if he's on the board when they get up there, what do they do?
If you think he's going to let that – if you didn't Jason Kelce
– Jolly, you're changing the discussion.
Are you going to let me talk?
If we want to have a debate, we got to have a debate. You can't change the discussion.
If you think he's going to let the Eagles get to the draft and not let them know whether he's retiring or not and put him in this situation – you're not as smart as I thought you were.
What do you do if he doesn't know? That you're changing the discussion to fit the way you want it. Jolly, answer the question. If he says, Howie, I'm really struggling with this, I don't know, what do you do, Jolly?
Then you take a guard. You take anybody. But he's not going to do that, Joe.
I don't care about what you think he's going to do.
You know that, Joe.
Jolly, I'm going to be fair with you. I don't care what you think he's going to do here. We're discussing a situation, a possible situation. Jolly, hold on a second. Don't you think teams know what's going on with their team right now? Like, to say it's a hot take that the team needs to know if a player is playing or not, no, it's not.
In fact, hot take, Jolly, is to think that Jason Kelce is going to put them.
I'll put you on hold. Hold on a second. You're changing the discussion. If we want to have a debate, we're debating a certain topic, not your discussion. You could do that on your show, Jolly. We invited you on. Love having you. I love you, Jolly. But you're just changing the debate. We're not talking about Jason Kelce doing something intentionally. The premise is he's not sure. If you don't think he's sure, don't you have to know what he's doing? Otherwise, you're not doing the best thing for the team. Go ahead.
No.
Okay. I hear is Jason Kelce's above the Eagles. That's what I hear out of you.
Jason Kelce has a right as a longtime all-pro Eagle to do a little bit more than if Vinny Bombas was retiring yet. He does deserve to be treated specially in this case. Absolutely, without question.
Jolly, what if it's week six and he walks back in the office? What do you say then?
Well, then see. I mean.
Hold on. You have a deadline. It's just not the same as mine.
No, I don't have a deadline.
Jolly,
I have reality.
Okay,
in my life.
But when is your reality? Is that training camp? Is it week one? Is it April 22nd? When is your reality where you say we moved on?
It could be after the draft. I don't think you set a date on that. I think you let things roll, see how free agency goes. See how the draft goes.
But you can't see how free. But you can't.
No, you never let me talk.
You're not. You're missing it.
I can't talk. I can't make a point.
Jolly, you're missing it. You can't see.
Let me make a point, though. Let me make a point.
Go ahead.
If you're the Eagles and you're letting things go, and he hasn't decided yet, at some point you're going to say, "Well, it's our drop dead date." But you don't tell that to him in advance, and make the fans think that you're creating something that you shouldn't be creating. Jason Kelce is smart enough. not to put the Eagles in this situation to begin with.
He already did, Jolly. Hold on.
No, he didn't.
Jolly, do they have two centers on the team that don't play center because he wasn't sure what he was doing the last 2 years?
Yeah, they also have five tackles under Andy Reid with the offensive line. You move it around, Jeff Stoutland will figure it out. That's not a problem at all.
Yeah, I didn't say it's a problem, but this has been a thing for years. Am I wrong? No, you're not wrong. His uncertainty over his career and its ending, which is totally understandable, has been a thing now for a couple years. This didn't start two months ago.
That thing has not done anything bad to the Eagles. So you got two centers playing guard. So what?
Well, Jolly, couldn't I say if they knew he was in for a certain amount of time, they would have used that pick on a different player? Like, it's sliding doors here, Jolly. I'm just surprised, because I know you, Jolly. I'm surprised that you would put a player over the team and that you'd be okay not knowing what your needs are because of one player's desires. I'm surprised.
You put in my mouth that I'm putting a player over the team. I never said that.
It sounds like you are. Jolly, it just sounds to me like you think.
It's a hot take. It's not supportable, and it sounds ridiculous.
Jolly, hold on. Like, there's no reason to do that. Like, just let's you change the premise. I respect your opinion. I just don't understand it. It just sounds to me like you have a date. It's just not as early as mine.
No, I don't have a date. I have Jason Kelce's. You know, he has a right to decide whether he's going to retire or not.
And the Philadelphia Eagles have a right, Jolly, to build the best possible team with all the information they have.
And sometimes in life, so you have uncertainty in business, and that's how the world works, period.
But, Jolly, you don't have to have uncertainty if you ask and you say, this is the date I need to know by. That's the point, to create
a
lack.
But he doesn't really know in his heart, Joe. You can't force someone to be sure of something that they're not sure of.
Of course not. Jolly, I agree with you. The premise,
so do I get a chance to talk here?
Jolly,
I mean, come on.
The premise is not to force him to make a decision. The premise is to tell him this is the date we need to know by so we can move on.
And if you tell him that date and he doesn't do it and he changes his mind, then you have to be ready to adapt. Maybe it's against him. Maybe you're going to say, see ya. Maybe you got to do what's in favor of the team in the long run. Everything has to be for the team. But the main premise that I make is that Jason Kelce will not put the Eagles in that situation. They're not in that situation now. The league year has not started. He knows when he has to make a decision. He's the last guy in the world that's going to screw the Eagles in any way is Jason Kelce, and he's aware of that, and they need to trust him for that, and I think they do, and I think they know the decision already, to be honest with you, but I'm not sure.
Well, I'm not sure either. None of us are sure. That's why we're having this discussion, because we don't know what's going to happen here, Jolly. That's the whole point.
True. No question about that, but I think he'll do what's in the best interest of the Eagles. I don't think he'll put him in a bad spot. And if he does, Joe, then they have to deal with it at that point. Howie Roseman has to decide, okay, if A happens, if B happens, if C happens, they have to know every scenario, if that happens, what do we do? And some of them, they got to turn to Jason Kelce and say, it's too late. But let me ask you this. If Jason Kelce says he's retiring, you sign a guard, you draft a guard or a center, and then he says he's playing again, are you just going to say, see ya? Or are you going to take an all-pro center for next year over some raw rookie?
Well, here's Mike. I don't know. I mean, that's why I don't want that scenario. That I'm trying to avoid that. I'm trying to have all the information
he can't do that, and get
my ducks in a row. But, Jolly, it's funny. You said you think there's no chance he puts them in a bad spot, and then you create a scenario where he literally puts them in a bad spot.
Because you have to be ready for everything in life. So I don't think he will. But anybody who's smart in any business doing anything has every scenario covered, even the ones that they don't think can happen, because you have to. I don't think Jason Kelce will do that. But you have to have them covered anyway.
Yeah, you could, Jolly, you're right. You could do it that way, or you could have all your ducks in a row and build the best team. And that's what a deadline would create. And, Jolly, it would. I mean, that's what the deadline would create, because you would then have information to use to go into free agency.
What the deadline will create is ill will among your players, ill will among your fan base.
Jolly, what about fan base? This is a thing between the Eagles and Jason Kelce. They don't have to tell us they gave him a deadline.
Like, whether they give him a deadline or not, I don't think it's an optic that you want an all-time great player to be subject to some random decision when he's making a big life decision based on what he knows and what one of those things he knows that he's never going to screw him. He loves the Philadelphia Eagles. He's never going to put him in a bad spot. I know Jason Kelce. He's not going to do that.
Jolly, I don't think he will either, but I think your premise is it just doesn't do well for the team. Like, you're more, it feels to me like you're more worried about optics than building the best team. That's surprising.
No, not at all.
Well,
Jason Kelce's not So do they put a deadline on everybody? Do they put a deadline on so-and-so?
Yes.
And you can decide whether to be
Jolly,
a...
Hold
no.
on. Wait, there's not opt-outs and contracts, opt-ins? Yes, there's deadlines for everything. The opening of free agency starts. Guys are free agents. There's a deadline to get a deal done, the tag deadline. What are you talking about? So this is part of sports every day.
So deadlines. The whole thing with offensive line, you sign an offensive lineman, you have depth. It's not going to create some untenable situation if it does materialize that he changes his mind. You're making it like this is going to change the team.
Well, it is, but Jolly, we'll end with this because obviously we're not going to find a common ground. Jolly, you realize like they have $44 million in cap room. They have to save a big chunk of that for his eventual return, unless you think he's going to play for like $1 million. Because if he plays,
then make him tell him to go pounce in and go play with another team. They're not required to do anything.
Oh, so you realize it would be a thing, right? Like his salary would hurt the
no,
way.
No, I'm saying that everything has an out, and that they do if he does come back, and he's told him he's going to retire. They have the option to tell him we're
No. This isn't him retiring. This is him uncertain, and eventually he says yes. But if under your premise, because you're waiting around, you have to hold that cap room and not use it on, I don't know, a safety, a corner, a linebacker, because you're waiting for his possible return. You're okay with that?
They released Kevin Byard today. Howie Roseman is very good at playing with a cap, playing with numbers. And you need to play with what you need to play with when you need to play with it. If that situation came up, they'd find a way to play with a cap.
So just yes or no. I need a yes or no. You're okay saving cap room for maybe he comes back. That's cool.
You're putting an ultimatum to me for no reason whatsoever to make yourself sound better. So I'll say yes.
Okay. I just wanted to hear that. I just wanted to hear that you were okay saving cap space for that. Jolly, when are you on the air again? Tomorrow? Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Yep.
All right, Jolly. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling.
See you, Hugh.
Hey, have a good one.
Jolly.
Only thing I heard was you putting stuff in his mouth, man. You can't be putting, like, ideas.
I'm just trying
mouth.
To figure out what he was saying. I'm just trying to help him out.
It was a lot. I want to put that in my mouth right now.
Yeah, it was
now.
A lot. It was a lot.
Are you on Jolly's side or my side?
I mean, I don't,
Jolly's
you know,
side?
I'm not, man. I'm just like, I gave him 3 days before free agency started.
So you're kind of with me.
Kinda.
Yeah.
I'm whiffy waffing.
All right, Kyle.
I'm whiffy waffing.
What's the scorecard on that one?
Man, that was a lot of blows.
It got personal.
It did get a little personal.
I don't think I was personal.
You know what? I can put it up for the audience to decide.
You thought I was personal to Jolly?
No.
You were, but he definitely
Well, that's fine. I mean, Jolly can say whatever he wants.
I can put up a poll.
Okay.
See where other people come in. Now, what I'm realizing now is because I'm filling in overnight, 2 a.m., mm-hmm. For Trev,
yeah,
I think I'm going to cross over with Jolly.
This ain't over.
So now you broke me into this.
This is just the beginning. I don't get the premise of letting the offseason hang in the balance for his decision. I don't think anyone thinks he's going to intentionally put them in a bad situation. I don't think that. But Hugh, if he doesn't know, it makes it challenging for Howie Roseman to figure out the team. It does.
It does. I mean, there's no question about that, man. And that's not a place you want to be. If you're the Philadelphia Eagles, you would like to know if he decides to come back or whatever, what his plans are. But, you know, it's one of those things where he's a Hall of Famer. He's still playing at a high level. You give him a little bit of grace, but to your point, Joe, you got to know. You can't. This just can't be looming over your head all year long or all free agency when you go out there and you can upgrade at that position if there's an opportunity to.
Yeah, and like, I don't think he would intentionally say, I'm coming back and then change his mind. It's just if he doesn't know – it creates a lot of uncertainty. And I get Jolly's last point, how he's good with the cap, but there's only so many dollars you have, and you're not going to allocate a ton of money to another offensive lineman if he's coming back. And you are, potentially, or I pick if he's not. It changes the entire offseason, whether he's in or he's out. All right, 215-592-9494. You can react as the Jolly debate. It was actually more fun than I thought it would be. I didn't know if Jolly just wanted to like say his piece and leave. No, he wanted to argue, which was... Jolly and I used to do crossovers a lot late at night. So
Jolly will drop the gloves, man.
Jolly will. He gets very passionate. I love Jolly. We appreciate him calling in. Let's go back to the phone lines here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to Jim in Northeast Philly. Hey, Jim.
What up, Jim?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Jim?
Pretty good, pretty good. I wanted to bring up the whole Hassan Reddick thing. Man, I think we should get something for him. We can't just let him go. We got to get something for him. If the Cowboys are interested, why not go for Bland?
Hassan Reddick for Deron Bland? That's
He's
an 24 interesting.
Years old.
It's an interesting idea.
Yeah, but I think what we're missing here is that the Cowboys are in a position where they can be interested in him, and if the Eagles make it hard for them to try to get something, all they got to do is just wait because they're probably cutting. Like, there's that the reality with the money situation and the fact that they could save, what, $10 million, that they might cut him.
Well, but the idea is if we can get something back, it's better than cutting him.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But that's what I'm saying. If Dallas doesn't want to give him up, all they got to do is wait.
But then they have to compete with other teams because then he's a free agent.
But I think that, not to cut you off, Jim, and I'm going to let you have it, but if I'm Hassan Reddick, I want to go to a contender, and I hate that I'm saying it, and it's about the Dallas Cowboys, but, I mean, the truth is, it ain't a contender. Though.
Hughes, say that with your chest.
I ain't saying it with my chest.
What have I done to deserve this?
Unbelievable. I agree with you. Obviously, the Cowboys are a pretty good team.
I hate to say it.
Yeah, no, I you're not wrong. Jim, I think it's an interesting idea. Like, if he's going to end up with the Cowboys anyway, can we take back one of their good players? I like it.
Put some feelers out there. Just see what's out there, what we can get. You know what I mean? I also wanted to make a point real quick. Shout out to Jolly about the whole Jason Kelce thing real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters at all. And the reason I say that is because what do we got right now in our starting lineup? We got Mulata, Dickerson, Kelce, Juergens, Lane Johnson. So Juergens is going to move to center. We're going to need a guard. We got Steen as backup. We're going to draft a guard or get a guard regardless. One of those starters goes down, we're done.
So you're saying if he leaves, like, it doesn't change much?
It doesn't matter if he leaves or if he stays. We still need a guard.
Well, I do think they need another lineman. Yeah, they do. But I think it would change maybe where they take him, right? I don't know if they're taking a first-round interior lineman if he stays. But you never know. Jim, give us a movie we should watch.
All right, this movie is awesome. I'm going to spell it out for you because it's called Sisu, but it's S-I-S-U.
S-I-S-U.
The makers of John Wick. It's amazing. There's like Sisu. Five lines in the whole movie.
All right, Sisu, S-I-S-U. Jim, good phone call there. Appreciate it. You know what I can't think of? When was the last time there was an Eagles-Cowboys trade? My gut is the NFL draft, right? They've done that a couple times. Didn't they do it didn't the Eagles and Cowboys trade the year that Devontae ended up here and Parsons ended up on the Cowboys? I think that might have been an Eagles-Cowboys trade. My memory's telling me that it was. But can you ever think of the Eagles and Cowboys making a trade with players?
No.
Draft picks.
The draft pick was Eagles-Cowboys trade.
Right, but that was for Devontae and Parsons.
Yep.
And they did it also
player for player. I'm not.
I just can't. They've definitely
probably like before I was alive. It might have been more of a thing.
And we know they traded with Washington with Donovan. Like, it's not. It's rare, but you'll see teams trade within the division sometimes. Hugh, I can't think of an Eagles-Cowboys trade.
Me neither. Not one that has happened recently. No.
It is kind of like that unwritten thing, like, well, you don't trade a good player to your division rival, but the Cowboys are interested in Reddick. It's certainly kind of raises the antenna. Like, would they actually trade him to the Dallas Cowboys? Again, if the Eagles traded Reddick to the Cowboys, it would be my gut feeling that they think Reddick's about to fall off.
Yeah.
Because you're not trading him there if you think he's got three good years left.
Yeah, especially with the year that he just had, If you do that, then you're real confident that he's not going to be that good.
Yeah.
Joe, this Sisu movie sounds pretty good, man.
You in?
I don't know. It's like during the last days of World War II, a solitary prospector crosses paths with the Nazis for a scorched earth retreat in northern Finland.
When the soldiers decide to steal his gold, you missed that next part. You got to give that next.
Well,
thought.
I couldn't because as you can see, I'm squinting trying to read.
You can't read it.
I don't have my glasses.
You kind of left everyone with a hook. Like, what happens next?
Because it was like that's all it said on this one. See, I got it on the stars because what I'm doing, I'm bookmarking them.
Okay.
On my phone. So
by the way,
that way I can get back home. Yeah.
Last time you did this, you gave me a pretty versatile drop.
Doesn't help that I'm blind. I am a little blind, man.
Can we use that one next time Hughes uses the term eye test? I watched this game. My eye test telling me this. And
doesn't help that I'm blind.
You just dropped that one in there. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll come back at your phone calls. A lot to react to there. Obviously, my debate with Jolly, which I had a lot of fun doing. That was cool that Jolly called in. Slay's comments. Are we too hard on the players here in Philadelphia? Schwarber leadoff. Reddick, the Cowboys are interested. A lot to talk about. Coming up next, right in the Midday Show on Sports Radio.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.